Israel may soon collapse like a house of cards. For decades, Israel has defied gravity, a small nation propped up by outsized financial and diplomatic support from the United States and Germany, its economy a gleaming tech hub amid perennial conflict. Yet, as 2025 unfolds, the pillars holding this edifice aloft are cracking. With aid under threat, international courts circling, and a tech exodus looming, Israel risks a collapse that could unravel its economic miracle faster than policymakers in Jerusalem can react. The lifeline of foreign aid. Since its founding in 1948, Israel has received over $310 billion from the U.S., including $3.8 billion annually in military aid, and tens of billions from Germany in reparations and discounted arms. This largesse has bankrolled a robust defense apparatus. The IDF's budget consumes 5-6% of GDP, and cushions citizens with free education and universal health care. It's also underwritten a narrative of resilience, amplified by lobby groups like IPAC, which funneled record sums into U.S. campaigns in 2024 to keep politicians aligned. But the winds are shifting. Public opinion has soured amid Gaza's devastation, 50,000 dead, per Palestinian counts, with indirect tolls potentially quadruple that. Polls show U.S. support dipping below 40% among Gen Z, while Berlin streets brim with protests against arms exports. The 2026 U.S. midterms could see IPAC's grip loosen as anti-Israel candidates, untainted by its cash, gain traction. Without that $20 to $30 billion annual lifeline, Israel's budget arithmetic implodes. A tech haven on the brink. Israel's economic crown jewel, its $50 billion a year tech sector dash, relies on low taxes, 7.5% for preferred firms, and a skilled workforce nurtured by state largesse. Companies like Mobileye and Checkpoint thrive in Tel Aviv's Silicon Wadi, buoyed by multinationals like Intel. Yet chatter on X reveals executives and investors drafting exit plans, eyeing Cyprus, 10% tax, or the U.S., CHIPS Act perks, as war and instability bite. If aid dries up, taxes could climb to 35% and healthcare copays emerge, eroding the haven's allure. The services trade surplus, $47 billion in 2024, could flip to a deficit within a year if tech flees. Unemployment, tech employs 10% of the workforce, would spike, tax revenues would crater, and the shekel, propped by $200 billion in central bank reserves, would face pressure. Those reserves, managed by the Independent Bank of Israel, aren't a fiscal piggy bank. Tapping them requires a political brawl Jerusalem might not win. Legal swords of Damocles. Compounding the financial strain are twin legal threats. The International Court of Justice, ICJ, ruled in July 2024 that Israel's occupation since 1967 is illegal, demanding settlement, dismantlement, and reparations, potentially $100 billion for decades of Palestinian losses. The International Criminal Court, ICC, issued warrants for Benjamin Netanyahu in November 2024, alleging war crimes in Gaza. A conviction, however elusive, could cement a finding of unlawful killings, handing the ICJ a precedent to escalate its demands. If U.S. support falters, including its UNSC veto, used 49 times since 1970 to shield Israel, sanctions or asset seizures loom. Russia's $300 billion reserves were frozen in 2022. Israel's $200 billion could follow if the ICC labels Gaza a genocide and the ICJ quantifies reparations. Selling state assets, land, 93% state-owned, or enterprises like Israel Aerospace, might raise $30 to $50 billion, but rush sales fetch less, and contested land titles risk flipping to a newly flush Palestine, backed by Gulf billions. A house of cards teeters. Israel's government could act now. Auction coastal land in Tel Aviv for $10 to $20 billion to lock in tech tenants before they bolt. Yet the window is narrow. Pre-war, land fetched $1 to $2 million per hectare. Post-aid cuts, it could slump to $300,000 as buyers vanish. State-owned firms take months to privatize, and reserves burn fast. $20 to $30 billion a year buys 2 years, max, before hyperinflation or unrest kicks in. The spiral could be swift. Aid cuts in 2026, 27 trigger tax hikes, tech exits, have the services surplus by 2028, and ICJ rulings force $75 to $100 billion in payouts, dwarfing airline crash settlements, $1.50 to $2 million per victim. Without U.S. cover, reserves face seizure, land sales backfire, and neighbors watch the chaos unfold. Israel's $200 billion buffer and tech prowess offer breathing room, but not salvation. The endgame. Israel has pivoted before, new allies like India buy its drones, but this reckoning feels different. A nation built on external scaffolding may find its $500 billion GDP no match for a cascade of lost aid, legal liability, and economic flight. The house of cards stands, for now dash but one gust could topple it. Investors and executives know it. Jerusalem must decide whether to sell early or brace for the fall.